Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. It's easy to get caught up in the latest health trend, even if we don't know that it's actually good for us. When thousands of voices are encouraging you to ride the newest craze, it's important to have people who take a minute to challenge that status quo and ask what really works. My guest today, Dr. Jeff Dunham, has made a career out of challenging the status quo. He has helped thousands of people lose weight through a system he developed by analyzing nutrition trends and taking a hard look at what really works and what really doesn't. Dr. Dunham's low-glycal diet has made a global impact on health. His app has been downloaded over 120,000 times in over 100 countries. Dr. Dunham, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us today to discuss, you know, what it is to actually embrace an individualized health plan and not listening to what everyone says and every, you know, what every newest trend kind of tells you to do. So can you tell us a little bit about how you really kind of address each patient or client of yours individually?
Well, one of the things that, you know, I've done my whole life is basically challenge the status quo. And I have a quote from Arthur Schopenhauer, who is a great German philosopher, is framed on my desk. And basically what it says is all research passes through three phases. First is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it's accepted as self-evident. And I think that that explains a lot. With respect to the diet that I have, it really has challenged the status quo. Back in 1980, the American Medical Association and the American Heart Association said everyone needs to cut the fat in their diet 10% because it was felt that fat was making them fat, fat was causing heart disease. Even though there wasn't a lot of scientific evidence to back it up, it just seemed to make sense. So everyone went on this low-fat diet, and, you know, as of today, we're eating less fat than we did in 1980, but people are fatter than they ever were. So everyone went on this low-fat diet and got fatter. So the whole idea that fat makes you fat, which is still really pretty widespread, even among physicians, is really doesn't hold any water. And what we know now is that it's not the fat in their diet that's making them fat. It actually turns out to be the carbohydrates, and especially the carbohydrates that are rapidly absorbed, that spike our blood sugar and give us a big insulin surge.
Right, absolutely. So when you do see like these trends, you know, come and go, and there's always a new kind of diet that's out there. People, you know, there's a fasting diet, there's a diet that is, you know, eating all liquids, and people have the cleanses, and there's juice bars on every corner. How do you begin to get your clients to see that they really have to kind of honor themselves? And I really love your approach with eating every 2 hours, not starving yourself, and giving everybody an option to kind of eat from all food groups to a degree. How do you get them to actually concentrate and focus on, you know, one thing at hand instead of being distracted?
Well, I think when people are evaluating all of these diets, there are three things that they should look for. One, you know, the first thing and the most important thing is, does it make scientific sense? Is there some type of basis so that if they follow it, they actually will lose the fat? And then the other thing is, it easy to do? Because, you know, a lot of the diets, you know, that are calorie restricted don't really take into account the hunger factor. And there have been a number of studies that people get kind of crazy if they're calorie restricted, and you know, and this really isn't taken into account in a lot of the calorie restricted diets. And the other aspect is, can they continue this for the rest of their life? Is it something that they can follow? And so the low glycal diet really satisfies all of those three criteria. It is based on science. It's based on the latest studies. I spent a lot of time researching what makes people fat, evaluating the evidence. Part of my training at Harvard Medical School and MIT was, you know, one of the doctors, one of the instructors there told us once that, you know, you're going to hear a lot of things in your career in medicine, and probably half of it is going to be wrong. And what we want to do is teach you to, you know, maybe just by, you know, taking pen to paper and doing some calculations, to really find out if things make sense or they don't make sense, because a lot of things that people will accept as dogma really actually right. turn out to be completely wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like that was some good advice. And I love what you said about having a sustainable way of eating, a sustainable way of living. And you know, you do talk about that a lot in your book. And how do you get people to embrace the physical exercise piece also? Because not only do we have to, you know, obviously get adequate nutrition and eat whole foods, and like you said, learn how to eat at the peripheral from the grocery stores and the peripheral, which I love, because everything that is boxed and has 40 ingredients are kind of in the middle of the market, and everything that is good for you is around the peripheral. But how do you get people to also embrace exercise and incorporate that in their daily lives?
Well, you know, exercise has always been a part of the diets that doctors prescribe. You know, you'll typically go to the doctor, they'll say you need to lose weight. You'll ask how to do that, and typically they'll say, well, don't eat so much and cut out the fat and exercise more. But actually, if you evaluate all of the literature, you'll find out that fat storage and the reason people are fat is 95% about what they put in their mouth and not how they exercise. You know, I also own a gym that's adjacent to the medical clinic here. It's World Gym Palm Springs. And I'll see people come in every day and be on the treadmill for hours and hours and still not lose any fat. And I love exercise. It's a great thing. It's great for your heart, your lung function, your brain. It improves your mood. It gives you energy. It lowers your blood sugar. But if you want to lose fat with exercise, you really need to exercise when insulin levels are low, and they're the lowest in the morning, actually, before you eat. So I encourage my patients to do their cardio first thing in the morning before they eat when insulin levels are low, because what's happening once you start eating and generating insulin actually prevents your muscles from taking up fat to burn. So what happens is that you burn sugar, and when you burn sugar, your blood sugar goes down, and that makes you hungry and tired. And if you don't want to be hungry, you usually eat the same number of calories that you just expended with the exercise. So there's certain ways to exercise. People will, you know, weight training can be done anytime, and that's always good to do, especially as people are getting older. But in terms of losing fat, it's the cardio in the morning before you eat. And I reference studies in the book that actually support that as well.
Yeah, I do think that's actually a great tip and idea, and I've personally found that is really effective too. And also, I think when people, you know, maybe could get up and the first thing they could do is get that out of the way, then they don't have to worry about it later, and then they won't beat themselves up that they didn't exercise, and that negative self-talk just be, you know, dealt with.
Yeah, you know, after a long day at the office, you know, it's really hard to kind of motivate yourself to go to the gym. Even I have had times when, after a very long day and I want to exercise, I just sit there in the parking lot, you know, a gym that I would go to, and think, oh, I can't do this. So getting it done first thing in the morning not only makes you lose fat, but it gets all of those, it gets your blood circulating, it gives you energy for the rest of the day. And so I really encourage people to do it first thing in the morning if they can, possibly before they eat. They can have coffee, you know, but nothing with any carbohydrates or a lot of calories.
Right, and they could have a beautiful breakfast afterwards, and that's the reward, you know? That's
exactly.
also another plus. So, yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you, Dr. Dunham. So people could find you. Do you want to give your website so people can know where to find you in the book?
Yes, my website is biofitmedical.com. That's spelled B-I-O-F-I-T, medical.com. And there's also another website for the diet. It's called the Low Glycal Diet. Glycal spelled G-L-Y-C-A-L, and it has a ton of information on both of those websites. So it will explain the diet, why it works, why you don't have to be hungry, and how you can get the app for free.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us today and for your expertise and advice. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.